Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When you guys get a crick in your neck, how long does it take to go away? I think I've had one now for about 4 or 5 days.
Oh, really? I don't get cricks that often in the old neck region, but if I get them, they're fleeting. They go away quickly. I don't have them that last for like a week. No chance.
I think it happened. I was reading to Isabella in bed and fell asleep on her bed. And just the pillow situation was different. So my neck was probably in a different position. And then when I moved to the bedroom and I was, my neck's banged up and hasn't gone away all week.
Yeah.
I think that was Sunday night.
I mean, you might need to go see a chiropractor. You might need some work done.
Yeah.
I keep waiting to wake up for it to be normal.
How long have you had it?
Since Sunday.
Yeah. If I had a crick in my neck for multiple days, I'm either going to go to a chiropractor or I'm going to go to my sister-in-law who does like craniosacral therapy. She can get me right.
Yeah, I went in there. That sounds like witchcraft. Like 15 years ago.
No, she's good at what she does. Like, if I have a body part that hurts and I've gone to her, I don't know, a half dozen times over the years, she gets me back right. Gets me back where I need to go.
So your sister-in-law has had her hands on you.
Yeah. Okay. Like in a medical,
professional way.
Professional. Yes. Yes. Correct.
She's had her hands on me
on her massage table in her house.
Oh, isn't that a genre? Massage table, sister-in-law.
I'm sure that there are those genres, but I was not in that sort of
scenario.
You're
above board.
I was fully clothed. Everything was good. Everything was straight. She had me do, EB. You would have been distraught.
All right.
She had me get rid of my Hokas. She said they were too squishy. They weren't good for me.
You're kidding.
No, she had me give my Hokas to like Goodwill. She said, those shoes are not good for you. You have to never wear them again.
I love my Hokas.
They just weren't good for this temple. They weren't good for this delicate ecosystem over here that you're looking at.
So what were you getting? Some sort of tendonitis?
I don't know. I had some sort of like, I can't even remember what that was for. Some sort of like, I don't know, back pain, or I can't remember what it was.
Gotcha.
But she looked at me in the shoes and said, those are finished.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it's common when you have some sort of neck issue, but I don't really do anything.
Right.
Neck
holes. Don't you have one of those gun things?
A Theragun. You got one. Our agent sent us one.
Yeah, I think my...
It was the knockoff, wasn't
I think my
it?
Wife...
Oh, no, it's legit.
The Theragun one.
I thought it was the knockoff.
No, it was the real deal.
You probably sold it. Knowing you.
Yeah, you re-gifted
We have a bunch of knockoffs at my house.
I have another legit one, but...
I've used it a lot because I had some calf issues. Right there on that thing. That thing works. Thing's effective.
I think my wife gave it to our sister-in-law. Or my sister-in-law.
Yeah, you re-gifted it for sure. You
know, like, it wasn't re-gifted. It was like borrowed. She had pain.
You should go
but
back.
My wife recently had a disc problem in her back. And she had to go get an MRI. She has a bulging disc. She had like a steroid block, some sort of shot, which just short of surgery. But she got through Amazon her own stem thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
she
have
put
one of those.
The stem on my neck.
Hey, if you guys ever have any sort of issue.
You bring that out all the time.
This is like the stuff that like Barry Bonds had.
The cream?
I think I have the
cream. Like if I ever have any sort of like.
What kind of cream is it?
Hold on. Let me see if I can pronounce this. Triamcinolone acetonide ointment.
My daughters use that for like their
this is the legit
skin
right
issues,
here.
But it thins your skin. You got to be careful. You got to use it sparingly.
Okay, I have used it
you,
sparingly.
You don't use it on your face, do you?
Look how much is left in the tube. Yeah. I've used it very sparingly.
What do you use it for?
This was when I got the poison ivy on my hand, and I had a big giant bubble in between my two fingers, and I looked like a gross mutant.
Yeah,
and then I put this on it. He gone. Poison ivy gone. Yeah. I should ship this to Neil Greenberg. I heard him on with B. Mitch and Finley. He's got poison ivy. If he had this, no more poison ivy.
Right.
I'll let you guys use this like $1 a squirt.
That's unfair.
If you need it. I can be your Dr. Feelgood over here. I can
By the way,
you.
I'm Strabby. I'm just sitting here bitching and moaning that I have to do this training again. You know, we got this email. I'm being 100% honest here. Everybody in here is above it. Been with this company almost 30 years. I don't need to keep doing this.
I did the training.
I can't even get into it.
I did it yesterday. It's a sexual harassment training, if it's
Which
the one
done
that,
a million
that you're
times.
Thinking about. And look, maybe this happens in some workplaces. Look, I understand. I'm not stupid. I know sexual harassment and unwanted advances happen in every workplace. But there's nobody on the planet that is as thirsty as the guy that's featured in the video that wants a date.
It's way over the top.
He wants a date with Elise, who works in his office. I think his name is Daryl.
Right.
I could be wrong on that.
Right.
He's so hard up to get a date with Elise. He's stalking her. He won't leave her alone. And I would guess in most office scenarios, Daryl would ask Elise out once. She rejects him. And then he's going to be like, you know what? I can look elsewhere. There are other fish in the sea. Elise doesn't want to date me. But no, he keeps surprising her, asking her out
to lunch. Well, there are guys that are serial harassers.
Understood. He's slipping notes into her purse.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just that's outrageous. Egregious.
But we have to do it every year, like four or five of them, whatever. And here's the thing. I'm above it. I've been here 30 years.
Drabby, I didn't receive an email, so I don't know what he's talking about.
And I'm not going, done it.
I'm not going. Maybe I did, and I just don't know it. I'm not going to complete it. That training, unless they come to me and say you're fired today, unless you complete it. I'm not doing it.
Well, it's gotten to that point with other hosts before.
Yeah,
just letting you guys know that.
Right,
not fired, but you can be
fine.
You could be on the air.
Listen.
Well, when someone comes to me and says that's the penalty,
I can't even get
it. Maybe happening.
I don't have I haven't used the one login protect and four phones.
Yeah,
I mean, I just can't.
I can't.
That's
get
a
in.
Show that you don't have the app on your phone.
I have it on my phone. Can't. It doesn't work.
You gotta go see Daniel.
Daniel is in the toilet till like 10 a.m.
You gotta see Daniel. They'll hook you.
All I'm saying
or
is,
Roger.
There's no chance that like Dan Rather was doing these every quarter. It's been in the business like 30
maybe Matt
years.
Lauer should have.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's no chance.
I mean, I'm pretty sure our CEO does them.
Who knows what he does?
Do you think he really does them?
Yes. All those donks do. Or executives.
I'm above it.
Yeah, exactly. You got the first word right.
It's a huge pain in the ass, and I can't even get into it.
You want me to send an email and find out if Boomer Esiason does them?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll email their producer
find
right
out
now.
If
hey,
Boomer does it, if Carton does it. I mean.
Well, Carton doesn't work for us anymore, but.
But
the
when
only
he did.
Guy that's on,
I'll write their producer an email right now.
Yeah,
I'll call Al Woods.
Somebody has to be doing them for him. There's no way.
I'll have Mike Moore. Is Mike Moore here?
Yeah.
I don't even know his real last name at this point. I have no clue what his actual last name is.
Even Moore can't even do it for me because the one login thingy.
Oh, you know what? OMG. OMG.
You got the same email.
Now you see it.
Such a nightmare.
OMG.
So the only way
Mike
to do
Moore,
it is-
I'll give you how much money I got? I'll give you $20
ooh,
if you do it for
20
me.
$20, nice bump.
You got 30 in there?
No.
Oh, I like that. I like the negotiation.
I've got
40 or I've got 100 and I'm not giving you 100.
Right. 40.
I'll give you
40 is better than 20.
All right. Sorry, you're not going to win.
20, I'll do it. Yeah.
He had already bumped himself down to 20.
Shrewd negotiator.
I don't know if I can get in either.
You have the stupid thumbprint thingy that you got to have.
I'm in. Action required. Please complete 2024 anti-harassment and discrimination U.S. comprehensive training.
How about
training?
I just sign a piece of paper and say, I'm not going to do anything inappropriate if I do fire me. I'm not going to do anything inappropriate with a female or...
Dude, no. You guys realize how good you have it? We do like 1/10 of the ones we used to do.
It's
when
still
we
a pain
were
in the butt.
Intercom thought, and all that.
I sucked it up. I spent 25 minutes yesterday. I did it. I'm pretty clear. I am in the clear as far as I know.
Pretty much every donk who gets a W-2 on this planet does those type of training.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
My wife definitely does
that. I honestly don't believe it.
Anybody who works for a company with like more than 100 employees does that.
You're telling me Howard Stern does this every quarter.
I bet you Baba Booey is. I don't
hey,
know about Howard.
I don't want to fill out the sexual harassment survey.
I'm looking at my Baba Booey right now.
I don't know. Maybe Howard does it.
Same lips.
Mike Moore.
Just a huge
There's
pain.
No chance Kirk Cousins does that.
That's a good one. That made me laugh.
All right, let's get into the Junkie Sports page.
There's no Dish way. Kirk's a man of God. There's no way.
I mean,
he's
you're starting the sports
anybody.
Page at 6:34. I mean, we gotta go to break.
Let's do your Pete Alonso story.
That's brutal. I'll tell you what. Devin Williams would rather do all of the training, all of them.
Right. For
then,
everybody.
Then pitched to Pete Alonso last night. This is just a brutal loss for the Brewers. To be up 2-0. Devin Williams in his last 13 save appearances has given up zippy runs. Mm. In fact, I don't even know how many hits he gave up. I mean, he's their closer. He's one of the best closers in baseball. He had some injuries this year, so his numbers aren't great in terms of saves, but he's really good. Last 13 save appearances. One inning. Zeros. Zero, zero, zeros. Last night, up 2-0 in the ninth, and this is what happened.
The pitch. Swing and a ball drill. Right field. Freelick back. At the wall. Out of here. It's out of here. Alonso, an opposite field home run. And the Mets had the lead.
Why is he nicknamed the polar bear? Can anybody explain?
Because he's a big dude. He looks like a polar bear. I don't know.
Okay. The announcer said it in the call. He said, Pete Alonso, the polar bear.
I was getting texts during the game.
I don't think he's from Alaska.
Where Vin was, he was MFing Pete because I think he was 0-for leading up to it, right?
We love the polar bear, Pete Alonso. He's our guy.
He's like, I'm packing his bags. Disregard, get him out of here.
Disregard those earlier tweets. He's like, disregard those texts.
Welcome back, Pete.
I mean, that's just...
Says the nickname originated from Todd Frazier's playful comment during spring training. Hmm. And then it gained popularity with the endorsement of Noah Syndergaard and the impressive performance of Alonso on the field.
Mm. Okay.
That's a big
doesn't
one.
Really explain why the first guy called him the polar bear.
Got it.
I think he's from Florida. They got polar bears in Florida?
No chance. Maybe at a zoo.
So that's just playoff baseball. It's incredible. So the Mets advance. The Mets and the Phillies have been in the coexistence for 63 years, have never played in the playoffs until this year. So,
further background, Todd Frazier in spring training said, you look like a big damn polar bear. And then it stuck.
Big dude.
All right.
So no games tonight, but tomorrow you've got four games, the division series. You've got Detroit and Cleveland, 1 o'clock, game one there. You've got Mets Phillies game one there, 4 o'clock. That's on Fox. Zach Wheeler is going to go for the Phillies. Mets are undecided just yet. Royals Yankees in New York, 6:30. That'll be Waka against Cole, and then Pods Dodgers the late game.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know. All your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cease against Yamamoto. That'll be 8:40 on FS1. So
Major League Baseball definitely wants Dodgers, Yankees.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Phillies Yankees wouldn't be bad.
Phillies Yankees would be good. Yeah.
Sports Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we talk movies with Kevin McCarthy. We'll get into the game. Can the Commanders win their fourth row? That's all right here on the Junkies on The Fan.